Hi everybody, now we're back with our second chart, which is the price of gold bullion, which is taken as GLD now, versus the S&P 500 without dividends included. In the chart you see the black line is the S&P 500, and we note that there was a top in the 1500 area with a scale at the left. We went down to the bear market and ending in late 02, early 03, returned back basically to this, to the 1500 level by the time we reached the top in the third quarter of 07. In this chart here, you see the bear market, you don't see the you can't see the full bottom because it's a weekly chart and it misses a couple of days, important days, and you can see us rising back here. And assuming that the top is in the latter part of August, it's probably not terribly likely that the S&P is going to go back to the old highs. But there's some upside potential left. On the red plot here, we see gold bullion scale on the right. They left off at zero. So I put right where it says 30, I put a red 300. That's $300 per ounce. And I have the green lines for rests and the red arrow rising for the runs in the gold. And we're only concerned with the gold here because gold is actually fairly simple to analyze. You can see that one of my forecasts, which comes out of the 40-year, remember in the 40-year cycle, that your oscillator, the long-term oscillator, for the 200-year plot had reached an overbought condition in the year 2000, which was comparable to 1929. So there was something wrong in the market. Well, if you sold all your stocks, which would be the S&P 500, and you put all your money in gold bullion, you would have got it for under $300. Because it sort of fluctuated in the $200 to $300 range in the early parts of 01, 02. Then it started to rally. So, you can say that it's had a five. Not, it doesn't pay any dividends. So, bullion just what you see on the price is what you pretty well get. So, if you say you went from 200 to 1,000, you could say you had a fivefold increase. But if you say you went from 300 because you could have bought it under 300, and you went to 1,100 where we are now, You'd be able to say that you could probably had done three and a half times your money, whereas if you look at when you add the dividends on the S&P 500, the best you can say is people are flat, and so that sounds like that's pretty good, right? So we have our best bond strategy, and I actually came on the best bond because I'm a movie buff, and there's a person in the movie industry known as the best boy. I think he's the guy that does the electrical work. But there's two sets of people that work on movie sets. There's one of them moves the camera around, one of them does the electrical work for the lighting, basically. And anyway, so I thought the best boy had a nice ring to it, so I invented this phenomenon called this program, which we call best bond, is the plus play on the word on the first letters for the two words, and you keep the word small, and best is always in it. So then, looking at the gold, I decided that maybe I should add the gold to it, and because it does have a certain elevation. You'll notice that as it rises up, it's very slow, but it goes through these rests, which are the green lines, and it breaks above them. And when you came down in the 08, you see that you didn't go back below the previous rest. So I thought it was very nasty that you were in a crisis and people kept selling the gold off. Okay, but that's really a correction to a very sharp run up. So there's nothing wrong with it, but in order to use it, you have to just sort of stay with it consistently, and that's the case where I was talking about. You got to know that if you make this long resting pattern here, which goes from mid 06 to the mid 07 time period, if you just hang on, you're okay. And so a small amount of gold would be good. But actually, when you go into a in the best bond strategy, where you divide the market up into bear markets and bull markets and bear markets, and you kind of flip around, which we're going to talk about later on, you also find out that the smart thing to do is to have a short sale on the S&P 500, and that can be done with an inverse fund. The pro funds have their bear fund, which just they use a derivative called, they use a process called swaps. And what they guarantee is that if the S&P goes down 10%, that fund will go up 10%, and vice versa. If the S&P goes up 10%, they'll go down 10%. It's just an inverse fund. So I'm not sure how I'm going to change the best bond, but I decided I think I'm going to call it Best Bond Plus, because you're going to end up with plus gold, and you're going to end up plus with a short sale. But you really should put the gold into it, because it does have a, when you mix them all up together, you'll find out there's some ratio between the inverse S&P, the gold, whichever bond you're using, that gives you a smoothest ride without, with still a profit potential inherited. And that's our current project, which Paul and I are working on. Okay, so these charts just dissect things in a certain way to give you an idea of what's going on. Now, as far as the forecast is concerned, what I think is, you see, we're going up. If you were to kind of draw in where the S&P T is, we're going up to a late August time period. And you remember that my forecast is that from that there's this null that comes after the late August pattern, which leads you to believe that you would have a 3.5 month decline into December, middle of December. And that's because of the pattern that it's a complicated issue, but it's a pattern in the bottom zones. Well, if you go back and you look at the previous top, which would be in the third quarter of 07, you can see that as soon as the market was making its second top, in other words, it made a double top basically in the June period and the September October. This is just approximately speaking, and then there's a hole in between it. Well, as soon as they started that hole in between it, the gold went out of this long sideways resting period, and it went up. And as it went over, probably everybody in the brotherhood that was interested in gold just jumped on the gold bandwagon because they saw that there was a problem with Bear Stearns and so forth. In other words, the bear market problem had telegraphed itself ahead of time. When we go through, we may be seeing a very similar pattern forming, in which the current decline, which little red decline in here, is setting up a small rest, which is going to go back up to the old high, much as occurred in early 07. In other words, you went down for a few days, for a couple of quarters, you went up for a couple of quarters, and you made this apparent top, which looks like a double top. But because gold is in this long 20-year T, there is no such thing as a double top in gold. What it is part of a resting pattern, which is going to grow much bigger and produce a bigger rally. And so if we get gold turning around here, and we see it coming back up just to its old high, which is just, you know, close to 1,200 and so forth, and then we're starting to get into this major top pattern, you wouldn't sell the gold at that time, because you would say that, well, the thing keeps going up, and you're at a major top, maybe somebody's going to start smelling the double top coming in as being a big top. They'll rush for gold, and they'll break. And if they break it out, that's where the run is. After you get into mid December, you probably got everybody that wants to buy gold has bought it, and at that point, you could go if the bear market does in fact continue according to our forecast, then you would find out that gold would go into a correction. But that correction it would be like the 08 correction for gold. It's coming from a bigger pattern of a breakout of a big resting pattern, which was in fact in T theory there's some big T there, but you can't draw a big T and there and get it right. That's what the problem with that is. So I just say that, you know, that what we're going to eventually get into our program is we're just going to have some kind of a token position and probably vary it between 5% and 10% or something like that, and you're following the big T, but you're what you're trying to do is cut back when you've after you finish the run, and then boost it once you think the run is the resting period has gone far enough. Yeah, you have to do that by inspection. There's a lot of guesswork on that. Now, I would point out that just as an aside, there have been the first person that I or the first readings of anybody that had an inkling to T-theory came from somebody some 20 years ago that described his father's philosophy back, who developed a theory of how to operate. He was a trader, full-time trader, was that you only bought breakouts from boxes, what his father called boxes. And I think that the breakout in the period, which is just before October of 07, is a sideways example. It's a pennant formation. You call it a pennant formation because you have rising bottoms and flat tops, and the whole thing breaks out again. But he was always, and the one that was back in 06, that's a breakout of a box, but it doesn't have a real nice pennant formation to it. But it was also, and then or if you go back to the 03 one, you got this toss pattern and you break out of it. And then if you go back to the one in the latter part of started in the middle part of 02 there, you see the sideways break and it broke that pattern up. That's what the father told the kid. He says, don't ever buy anything unless it breaks out of a box, which means don't ever buy anything until it's breaking out of a rest pattern. And that's the cash buildup phrase for a left side of a T. So it's a good rule. You can get charts anywhere you want to, and they'll show them where you are. But I thought it's kind of interesting to go back into history. And you have to be in a bull market, though. So that's the important thing. If you start doing this stuff in a bear market, the breakouts could be false. So you have to have some positive momentum. That's why the first chart is the important thing. But the first chart is you got another decade to go on it. So you don't have to see that chart very often. Okay, so that's just wanted to bring that up to speed here and just say that is a very fundamental operation, and our forecast is that the gold is probably late stages of arrest. If it does seem to follow the stock market, so if the market continues up from here, this chart is going to go up for more. We'll have a correction someplace along the way, and it probably comes back. Maybe by the time we get into May, or maybe by the time we get to August, it should be up back around the 1200 area. But generally speaking, what you're looking for is the bigger resting phase. Multiple tops, even the one in 09 is a multiple top before it broke out. And to try to get that multiple top to break out at the same time you're going off the August top down into a low into December. I would think that would just be almost the ideal scenario to come out in order to blast the gold off up to 1400 or 1500 or something like that, which sooner or later I assume is going to happen. Okay, so that pretty much takes care of my sort of the important things about how T-theory can be put into a bunch of charts and guesses as to how things are going to come out and so forth. So that ends this section of the gold bullion versus the S&P 500, and now we'll take a look at some interest rates.